with our Pregnant on Campus initiative through Students for Life, working with the school's administration to make sure, you know, school is accessible to pregnant parenting students. That's showing us that we know the world that we're focusing on the woman. You know, you have to save the woman first and work with the woman before you can save the baby. And there's been a lot of studies out there that show that as a pro-life movement, working with women and their needs and finding out where they're at and when they're in their unplanned pregnancy and meeting those needs is what's going to help save the life of the unborn child. Some people who have an unplanned pregnancy, their first thought is, well, I'm just going to place the baby for adoption. And that's really great. Adoption is a wonderful thing. But unfortunately, adoption, too, also has a negative stereotype where, you know, I hate to put it this way, but in a woman's mind, she thinks that she's failing her child. And so much where abortion is a better option for her because her child isn't seeing her fail at life by not being able to parent. As sick as that sounds, that's kind of how it's her brain is working. So how I try to approach it is I don't like to bring up adoption right away, you know, as like the alternative, because if a woman's facing unplanned pregnancy, she doesn't even want to go through the pregnancy. Like, she doesn't even want to think about that. Her life is over as soon as she starts showing and people know that she's pregnant. So, you know, just getting her through the fact that you're going to make it, you're going to be okay, we're going to be here to support you, and then bringing up adoption as an option. We actually just had last week a baby save. My group at Eureka College, one of the students' boyfriends was wearing I Am the Pro-Life Generation sticker on his hard hat at work. And there's a dad that works there, and he told the student that his daughter is facing unplanned pregnancy. She's planning on having an abortion. She is probably going to go through with it. Well, a couple days later, he went up to that student and said, after seeing your sticker, I went home to my daughter. And the student had also told him about Ryan Baumberger, who had come to Eureka to speak about adoption. And Ryan Baumberger just has a wonderful story of being placed for adoption. I think his mom was also raped, and so one of the main targets of abortion. So when the dad got home, he told his daughter about it, and she was YouTubing videos of Ryan Baumberger and ended up deciding to carry on with her pregnancy and place her baby for adoption. I think that it just kind of depends on the situation, but I don't think that it should be the first response. Especially like if a woman has been raped, and so many times when we're debating abortion and someone says, well, what about rape? Shouldn't a woman be able to have an abortion because of rape? And our first reaction is, oh, well, she can just give the baby up for adoption then. And that's definitely a valid option, but it's not the most loving response because we're not thinking about the woman right there and what she's going through.